Nolte, and NGO, Babylon B. Tell Big Tech's Fascists to Shove It. By John Nolte on July 1, 2021. Journalist Andy NGO and the satire site Babylon B just told the big tech fascists to shove it and did so in a way that should encourage others to do the same. Conglomerates are operating as a quasi-government to silence dissent against the left-wing establishment. This includes the blacklisting of criticism, mockery, truth, facts, science, and anything else that inconveniences or upsets the Democrat Party. How the Facebooks, YouTubes, Googles, Twitters, MailChimps, SoundClouds, Apples, and Amazons accomplished this was insidious and un-American. First, these monsters created a free platform. Then these monsters swore up and down all speech was welcome on their platform. And then, once they captured a monopoly, once they'd seized total control over the public political square, these modern-day Nazis shut down conservative ideas and speech. The question is, how do you fight such a thing? Well, Andy NGO and the Babylon Bee are showing us one way. Something these big tech bastards love is to intimidate us by accidentally suspending or banning our accounts. You'll notice this seldom happens to anyone on the left. But our side is constantly dealing with accidental bans. There is no question this is a deliberate tactic to give us a taste of the blacklisted life should we dare express an idea or opinion that offends the woke Gestapo. That's exactly what happened to the brilliant and brilliantly funny satire site, the Babylon Bee. Late last month, the behemoth, far-left newsletter service MailChimp suspended the Babylon Bee's account. The notice came, as they usually do, without an explanation. "The Bee is suspended for violating our standard terms of use and acceptable use policy," was all the notice said. Babylon Bee CEO Seth Dillon announced the suspension on Twitter with a screenshot of the suspension notice. MailChimp later responded with its own tweet claiming the suspension had been reversed. And then Dillon did what everyone should do in his situation. He told MailChimp to go to hell. "Thank you, but we're moving to an email service provider that doesn't make these mistakes," he told them. In an email to Fox News, he explained further. "For a long time now, MailChimp has been exercising viewpoint discrimination under the guise of protecting the public from harmful misinformation. We have no interest in staying on a platform that's looking for excuses to censor us by literally scanning the content of our emails. The reversal in this case gives us no confidence that it won't happen again, and perhaps the suspension will be permanent next time. So we're moving on to an email service provider that actually values free expression. Fuck you, MailChimp." Right on. Superstar journalist Andy NGO did the same this week with SoundCloud. On Monday, NGO reported that SoundCloud had blacklisted his popular podcast, Things You Should NGO. Once again, the big tech Nazis did not explain, other than the usual terms of service bullshit. "We take the security of our community very seriously. We hope that you can understand that SoundCloud is a place for people to share content which respects our terms of use and community guidelines," the Orwellian SoundCloud email read. After the ban received some much-deserved media attention, SoundCloud reversed its decision, and NGO, one of the bravest journalists this country has ever seen, told them to go to hell. "SoundCloud has reversed my permanent suspension following additional reviews of the account after the press coverage of the past 48 hours," NGO tweeted Monday, adding, "I have informed SoundCloud I will be canceling my paid subscription and taking all my content off their platform. Fuck you, SoundCloud." Right on. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.